Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back once again to Coffee Break French. Last time we were looking at the imperfect tense. In lesson 63, we're going to be continuing to look at the imperfect tense and this time talk a little more about the formation of the tense. After the lesson, you'll be able to conjugate verbs in the imperfect. I hope that you enjoy this lesson of Coffee Break French. Now, in lesson 62, we were looking at the imperfect tense, and we're going to continue with this tense today. We're going to start with a little review of what we covered last time. So, to begin with, Anna, can you tell me how you form the perfect tense? Where do you go to start? What's your starting point, first of all?
You have to start with the new part of the verb.
In which tense?
The present tense.
That's right. So we go to the new part of the verb in the present tense. Last time we just looked at ER verbs. So let's take an ER verb. Let's take bavarder, to chat. So what would the nous form of the present tense be, Anna?
Nous bavardons.
Nous bavardons. So what do we do?
We take off the ONS.
Yep. And then we're going to add the imperfect endings for je, tu, il, elle, and so on. So let's see if Anna can remember these endings. First of all, what's the ending for je?
E-I-S.
That's right. And the tu form? Anna?
E-I-S.
That's right. It's the same as the je form. What about the il or elle form?
E-I-T.
Mm-hmm. And then let's move on to the nous form of the imperfect tense.
I-O-N-S.
Yep, I-O-N-S. You've got to remember the I there. And what about the vous form?
I-E-Z.
Correct. And then the il-elle plural form?
A-I-E-N-T.
That's correct. So let's take bavarder and conjugate the whole verb in the imperfect. I'll say it first, and then Anna, if you can leave the listeners a chance to repeat, and then you repeat after that, okay?
Okay.
So, je bavardais.
Je bavardais.
Tu bavardais.
Tu bavardais.
Il bavardait.
Il bavardait.
Elle bavardait.
Elle bavardait.
Nous bavardions.
Nous bavardions.
Vous bavardiez.
Vous bavardiez.
Il bavardait.
Il bavardait.
Elle bavardait.
Elle bavardait.
Now, the way we translated this last week was by using was doing something or were doing something. So, for example, je bavardais would be?
I was chatting.
Yeah, and nous bavardions.
We were chatting.
Listen to the difference between the present and imperfect tenses here. Nous bavardons.
Nous bavardons.
That's we are chatting in the present tense, or we chat. And nous bavardions.
Nous bavardions.
We were chatting in the imperfect tense. And we also introduced the idea of the imperfect tense being interrupted by the perfect tense. So, for example, nous bavardions, we were chatting. That's your kind of roller, as we described it last week. Nous bavardions quand elle est arrivée. We were chatting when she arrived. And that's the thtum. She arrived was the thtum, which interrupted the roller. The perfect tense, which interrupted the imperfect. Now, today we're going to look at more formation of the imperfect tense. And next week, we'll look at more use of the imperfect tense, so that hopefully by the end of lesson 64, you'll be totally sorted on using the imperfect tense. We've already looked at ER verbs, bavarder, parler, manger, and so on. We'll come back to manger a little later. Let's now look at RE verbs. And there's some good news here, because RE verbs work exactly the same as ER verbs. All you need to do is go to the nous form of the present tense, just as with ER verbs, take off the ONS, and add your imperfect endings, which we've already learned. AIS, AIS, AIT, IONS, AIZ, AIENT. So let's take vendre, which means, of course,
to sell.
And let's take the nous form of the present tense, Anna.
Nous vendons.
Nous vendons. Take off the ONS and add your imperfect endings. So, Anna, how would you say I was selling?
Je vendais.
Je vendais. And what about you, plural, were selling?
Vous vendiez.
Vous vendiez. Uh-huh. And what about we were selling?
Nous vendions.
So, we were selling the house.
Nous vendions la maison.
Okay. And how do you say we are selling the house?
Nous vendons la maison.
Exactly. So the difference being nous vendons and nous vendions. And the same happens with the EZ form in the present tense, becoming IEZ in the imperfect tense for the vous form. So vous vendez, you all are selling, and vous vendiez, you all were selling. So let's run through the whole verb. Je vendais, tu vendais, il vendait, elle vendait. You try it, Anna?
Je vendais, tu vendais, il vendait, elle vendait.
And nous vendions, vous vendiez, il vendait, elle vendait. Anna?
Nous vendions, vous vendiez, il vendait, elle vendait.
Très bien. Now that's all you need to know about RE verbs in the imperfect tense. Okay? Let's move on to IR verbs. The good news, again, is that they work exactly the same way. However, there's something that we need to remember about how IR verbs work in the present tense. And this is where you'll need to think back to when we looked at the IR verbs in the present tense back in lesson 42 or 43, I think. So let's go through the whole of the present tense of the verb finir, which means
to finish.
So, Anna, how do you say in the present tense, I finish?
Je finis.
Je finis. You finish.
Tu finis.
Tu finis. He finishes.
Il finit.
She finishes.
Elle finit.
Now, let's see if you remember how to say we finish. Anna?
Nous finissons.
Nous finissons. Très bien, très bien, très bien. You remembered that you need to add the -ison ending for the IR verbs in the present tense. So now that we've reached that, of course the vous form would be vous finissez, and the il and elle plural form would be ils finissent, elles finissent. But let's go back to the nous form, because that's what we're using to form the imperfect tense. Nous finissons. Our rule for the imperfect is take off the ONS and add your imperfect endings. And nothing changes for IR verbs here. So we take the ONS off, nous finissons, and add the imperfect endings, which means that I was finishing would be...
Je finissais.
Je finissais, exactly. Je finissais. And you were finishing...
tu finissais.
Tu finissais. He was finishing.
Il finissait.
She was finishing.
Elle finissait.
We were finishing.
Nous finissions.
Nous finissions, très bien. You all were finishing.
Vous finissiez.
Vous finissiez. And they were finishing.
Ils finissaient.
That's it. How do you spell that one?
That would be F-I-N-I-S-S-A-I-E-N-T.
Très bien. That's it. Okay. F-I-N-I-S-S-A-I-E-N-T with the A-I-E-N-T ending of the imperfect tense for il or elle plural. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So we now know how to conjugate ER verbs, RE verbs and IR verbs in the imperfect tense. Last week we looked at the verb manger, which works slightly differently because we need to add an E in order to keep the G sound soft in je mangeais. Now that E is also in the nous form of the present tense, so in a sense it doesn't really change hugely. Je mangeais. Tu mangeais, il mangeait, elle mangeait, nous mangions, vous mangiez, il mangeait, elle mangeait. Now with the nous and the vous form, we don't need the E because the I, which is part of the imperfect ending, does the same job as the E would do. Let's look at the word nager, which means to swim. And it works in the same way as manger because it ends in G-E-R. Now, we already know another word for to swim, and that's a reflexive verb. Anna, can you remember what that was?
Se baigner.
Se baigner, exactly. But let's concentrate on nager for just now, because it serves our purpose of ending in G-E-R. How would you say then, I was swimming?
Je nageais.
Je nageais. Now, how would you spell je nageais?
Well, from what I've already learned, N-A-G-E-A-I-S.
That's right. You keep in the E because otherwise it would be je nageais, which doesn't really sound right at all. So je nageais, tu nageais, il nageait, elle nageait, nous nagions. How would that be spelled, Anna?
N-A-G-I-O-N-S.
Correct. Okay, N-A-G-I-O-N-S, because this time the I of the ion, imperfect ending, does the job of keeping the G soft. Nous nagions. And vous nagiez works in the same way. Another example of a verb like this would be ranger.
Ranger.
And ranger means to put things away. For example, at the end of a class, a teacher might say, rangez vos affaires. Put away your things. Vos affaires, literally your affairs. It could also be used for putting away dishes after a meal or something like that. But ranger ends in G-E-R, so it's another of these verbs that follows the same pattern in the imperfect tense. So to say, I was putting away my things, you would say,
je rangeais.
Je rangeais mes affaires, in this case. Je rangeais mes affaires.
Je rangeais mes affaires.
And how would you spell ranger?
R-A-N-G-E-A-I-S.
Spot on, well done. So we've got manger, ranger and nager. Let's look at the other type of spelling changing verbs. And these are verbs that end in C-E-R. Okay? A very common one would be commencer.
Commencer.
Which means?
To start.
Yeah. Now, we've not really covered these in any great detail yet, but in the present tense, these verbs change slightly too, verbs that end in C-E-R. So it would be je commence, tu commences, il commence, elle commence, straightforward enough. But when we get to the nous form, it becomes nous commençons, and probably that doesn't sound any different. It sounds exactly as you would expect. However, in French, when C is followed by an O, if you think about how that would be written, it would be C-O-M-M-E-N-C-O-N-S. And if you've got C followed by an O, then the C would have to be hard. It would sound like K, nous commençons. And of course, that's not the correct way of pronouncing the verb. So this is where that little cedilla comes in. The cedilla is the little diacritic mark that is written under a C. It kind of looks like part of a number 5. And it's used to make the K sound into a S sound before A, O, or U. So we add a cedilla to the C in nous commençons in order to keep it a soft C sound. And therefore, if we're doing that in the present tense of commencer, then we have to also do it in the imperfect tense because we go to the nous form of the present tense and take off the ONS and then add our imperfect endings. So, Anna, how would you spell je commençais, meaning I was starting or I was beginning using the imperfect tense?
You would spell it C-O-M-M. E-N-C with a little cedilla, A-I-S.
That's exactly right. So you put on the cedilla to keep the C sound soft. Otherwise, it would be je commençais. And obviously, that doesn't sound right. So je commençais, tu commençais, il commençait, elle commençait. Any guesses as to what happens with nous commencions?
You don't need the cedilla anymore.
That's correct, because the I of the ending, I-O-N-S, keeps the C sound soft. Nous commencions. You don't need a cedilla. Now, another couple of examples of verbs that end in C-E-R could be annoncer.
Annoncer.
Which means to announce. And menacer.
Menacer.
Which isn't quite as nice a word. It means to threaten or to menace. So, for example, il menacer would mean he was threatening. Il menaçait. And there would be a cedilla on the C. Okay, enough of the spelling changing verbs. By this time, I'm guessing you've probably had enough of the formation of the imperfect tense. However, there's one more thing I'd like to do, and that is cover all the irregular verbs in the imperfect tense.
Don't you think we've done enough for today?
Well, there's some good news here too, because believe it or not, there's only one irregular verb in the imperfect tense. And that verb is être.
Oh, okay, that's okay.
So can we do it?
Yes.
Okay, let's continue with être before we finish this lesson. Now, être has an irregular stem in the imperfect tense. And then all the endings are completely regular. The reason for this is if we went to the nous form of the present tense of être, we would get
nous sommes.
That's right. And the thing is that nous sommes doesn't really lend itself to forming the imperfect tense. So instead, the root or the initial part of the verb être in the imperfect is e acute t. So adding the endings on, you get j'étais.
J'étais.
Tu étais.
Tu étais.
Il était.
Il était.
Elle était.
Elle était.
Nous étions.
Nous étions.
Vous étiez.
Vous étiez.
Ils étaient.
Ils étaient.
Elles étaient.
Elles étaient.
Now, this is a really common verb, so it's worth knowing this really off by heart. J'étais, tu étais, il était, elle était, nous étions, vous étiez, ils étaient, elles étaient. And not only could it be translated as I was being, for example, j'étais malade, I was being ill, is also very commonly translated as just I was. Now, we're going to look more at that next week when we learn exactly how to use the imperfect tense.
Have we really learned how to form everything in the imperfect tense now?
Yep, every single verb in the French language we can now form in the imperfect tense. We've learned the regular ER, IR and RE verbs. We've learned how to deal with the spelling changes, the GER and CER ending verbs. And we've also learned the irregular, single irregular verb in the imperfect tense, être, j'étais, tu étais and so on. Now, although we've not really mentioned them specifically, we can even now conjugate reflexive verbs in the imperfect. So, for example, je me lavais quand le téléphone a sonné. I was washing myself when the phone rang, and so on. But I think that's where we'll leave it for today. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.